Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu. We're going to kick this off with the lawful good category, and I think that's how we'll do this. We'll just kind of go through the different alignments. So lawful good is, I think, in a way, the most classic of alignments for a god, really, for a god figure, at least as we see it in the modern day. The first one I want to cover, Garana, is probably the most classic of goddesses and god figures in this pantheon. She is all about faith and steadfastness and guidance and justice. So this is a big sort of solid religion around Garana. So Garana, G-E-R-A-N-A, is also known as the True Arbitress or Lady Justice. She is the goddess of justice, of valor and chivalry. Her worshippers tend to be knights and rulers and all the honest citizens. So she's a very, I think, a very sort of safe goddess to go to. You can worship Garana and you will feel very much like God is on your side, you're doing the right thing, because that's what she's all about. Her alignment, as I say, lawful good, and her domains are earth, glory, honor, and nobility. Now, three of those I recognize as standard D&D / Pathfinder domains: earth, glory, and nobility. I'm not familiar with the honor domain, so I'm not sure if it's a formal domain or if the source material is simply stating that that's a domain that she covers. I do know that honor is typically associated with the glory domain, so it all makes sense. Her subdomains are Archon, Heroism, Honor, and Leadership. Her favored weapon is the Warhammer, and her favorite animal is a heavy war horse. Her origin story, such as it is, isn't really much of a story. Garana, according to her followers, the Garanites, has just always existed. She's the embodiment of justice, and I sense that they would call her the embodiment of order as well. So probably for as long as chaos has tried to get a natural order into it, that's Garana. That's Garana's hand in informing something from nothing. Her clerics believe that she is the arbiter of the gods themselves. So, to some degree, she is a god among gods. This is borne out by the fact that the Divine Record, which is Garana's holy book, lists many of the nascent gods of Porphyra as coming into being at a certain time. So she was there to witness other gods appearing. The Divine Record also states that in primitive societies, Garana was credited with teaching the people how to work with metal and how to create weaponry and sort of to build up civilization. So she's kind of seen as both an elemental goddess as well as someone to bring order to chaos. She very much strikes me as kind of the Divine Mother, the ultimate, the goddess who brought about everything that we know now. Her followers even say that the multiverse holds no surprises for Garana. It is said that she is present on every plane, regardless of how chaotic or evil that plane may be. Her church is as solid and all-encompassing as Garana. Her churches are always very solid buildings, and they position themselves as establishments within a society. They serve many practical purposes. They don't just serve as a place to worship. They are fortresses in the event of an attack. They usually hold an armory containing serviceable weapons, courthouse for conflict, a temporary jail, a repository of records. Her followers are very good at what they do. In fact, it is said that local governments and other lawful gods have to keep their staff well trained, or else the Garanites will quickly and efficiently fill whatever void they are leaving. In larger centers of society, the Garanite church holds tournaments, jousting, and melee trials of combat, because the goddess of chivalry emphasizes knighthood, both in ability and in name. Garana's clerics do not necessarily preach, but they do count on the fact that their usefulness, their honesty, and the sense of nobility about them will attract commoners and nobles to do the right thing and attend their worship services, to pay tithes, and help expand the church into new territories. Garana and her divine record hold a special place basically for any observant citizen within this world. And there are some major festivals and holidays around Garana as well that most people would probably observe, even if it was just a social convention. A lot of the churches and temples of Garana sponsor festivals on the first day of the year, which is called Garana's Dawn. So the New Year celebration itself is a Garana-based holiday. So at least I imagine that probably if you go into any given town within a world setting using this pantheon, you would expect people to be observant or respectful of Garana, even if it's just for the sake of being polite. Doesn't matter their alignment or their persuasion. If they are religious, then the divine record is an important document to them, if for no other reason because it identifies other gods and how the gods were called into the world. And accordingly, Garanites are always happy to arbitrate and advise anyone of any faith. They may be putting a spin on it, a pro-Garana, pro-lawful good spin, but they're still there, and they consider themselves to be really sort of a religion over other religions. Speaking of Garana's many clerics, when a cleric signs up with the Garanite order, they take a vow. And this vow involves what time of day they're going to pray and prepare their spells. From that time on, once they've chosen a time, they adhere to that strictly. And so mechanically, obviously, that would be when the cleric fills up their spell slots. The book, The Gods of Porphyra, provides two special religion traits for clerics of Garana. The Arbiter of Truth, the faithful of Garana have a keen mind for determining the right of a matter. You gain a +1 trait bonus to sense motive checks, and sense motive is always a class skill for you. And the Spirit of Honor, as a champion of law and order, you are known for your fair-mindedness, you gain a +2 trait bonus on diplomacy. Garana comes across as a very, as I said, a classic kind of goddess. She's so lawful and so good, and she supports knights and nobility. So if you're looking for that kind of high British kind of fantasy world or setting, a region that respected Garana and followed her tenets would make a perfect match for that. And it's interesting to me that she's also an elemental goddess of metal and metallurgy. That was unexpected to me, but completely appropriate for a goddess that sponsors knights, honor, and glory in battle. So is she a war god? I don't know. Warhammer, warhorses, or animal? She may be a war god, but I think it's on the pretense of keeping law and order. There's a lot of great stuff to work with here. And that's our first goddess, Lawful Good Garana. Next time we will take a look at another lawful good goddess named Illyria. She's a lot more pastoral than Garana. Very quaint, very nice little story behind her. So we'll take a look at that next time. Thanks for listening. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.